Welcome to the Pitcott Podcast with your hosts, Annabelle and Bill Pitcott.
It's great to be here.
Today we are diving deep into something I think is, well, it's essential, but for so many people it's often dreaded.
Oh, for sure.
We're talking about how to move past the grind of exercise and actually rediscover movement as a genuine source of joy, of energy.
Yes. Getting back to that feeling we had as kids.
Exactly. And we're pulling our insights today directly from the source material, specifically excerpts from The Joy of Movement, Fitness is Play. It was authored by Pitcott.
That's right. And the mission of this deep dive really is to unpack that central, beautiful premise from the Pitcott material.
Which is just so powerful.
It is. It's the idea that when movement feels like, you know, genuine play.
Something you actually want to do.
Then consistency just sort of happens. It's not about enduring some maximum intensity workout for a few weeks.
No.
It's about finding long-term adherence. And that comes from enjoyment, not from obligation. Mm-hmm. We're really trying to shift the definition of fitness away from dread.
And toward delight.
Mm.
And that's exactly what we want for you, the listener. We've distilled 7 highly effective, fun ways to get active that Pitcott highlights.
All focused on activities that are inherently rewarding.
They feel light, even though they're delivering some pretty serious results.
Absolutely.
Now, before we jump into those 7, I just want to make a quick note. The foundational material we are discussing is drawn from the best-selling ebooks on the Pitcott ebook store.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're hungry for the full context, all the supporting research, you can download these resources right now. Just visit www.pitcott.com/umkit.
It's all there.
Okay, let's unpack our first group of activities. These are focused squarely on an instant mood lift and, you know, establishing a natural rhythm.
I love this section.
Let's start with activity number 1, dance to your favorite beats.
What's so fascinating here is the psychological mechanism at work. Music is just... it's a potent neurological enhancer.
Oh, completely.
As soon as a beat drops that you love, your brain immediately lowers the cognitive effort required to move. Your body just stops calculating reps or time.
Yeah, and it just starts synchronizing.
Yeah.
It's the ultimate distraction technique, right? You totally forget you're exercising.
Exactly. Her. And Pitcott emphasizes that it doesn't matter what it is. It could be structured salsa, high energy hip hop, or just, you know, freestyling in your kitchen.
Guilty.
That rhythmic, expressive movement triggers a really powerful feedback loop. The music and the movement together, they drive up dopamine and endorphin release.
So you get that instant mood spike.
An instant reward, which often surpasses the boost from more traditional non-rhythmic exercise. And that immediate reward is the key to sticking with it.
That makes so much sense. I think that immediate reward is why so many people give up on the treadmill after a month. The reward feels too far off.
It's too delayed.
Okay, moving on to activity number 2. Wake like a kid again. Pitcott frames this so beautifully as sensory enjoyment and exploration.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, biking leverages that amazing feeling of travel and velocity. It provides excellent, sustained, moderate intensity aerobic exercise.
True cardio.
True cardio, but without the high impact of running. This kind of steady state work is fantastic for cardiovascular health and endurance.
But the real adherence mechanism, as Pitcott points out, it's the view. You're not just staring at a wall or a TV screen.
No, you're actively exploring your neighborhood or maybe hitting a trail. And that active exploration is so crucial.
It's fitness disguised as a journey.
That's a great way to put it. When you're distracted by a constantly shifting environment, your mental perception of exertion just drops. You are far more likely to go for an hour if you're discovering something new, a park, a different street.
A new coffee shop.
Right, than if you're just staring at the same spot in a gym. It's such a stark contrast to those repetitive, isolated workouts.
The environment itself becomes your motivation. That makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and finally, in this first section, we have activity number 3, walk and jog for mood boosts.
The simple things.
They're often the most powerful.
And this raises an important question. Why are these simple actions so universally effective?
Right.
Well, Pitcott establishes that walking and light jogging require almost no activation energy. Zero equipment, zero learned skill, really.
That low barrier to entry is everything for consistency.
It is. But scientifically, the rhythmic, repetitive nature of these activities acts as a kind of moving meditation.
It clears the mind. We've all felt that. But why does that happen?
It's a powerful, natural antidepressant. The movement reduces cortisol levels, and that slight physical challenge helps regulate your whole stress response.
And if you're outside?
Even better, exposure to natural light, the environment, that enhances your mood, helps with vitamin D. It's an accessible, portable way to just reset your nervous system. Pidcock reminds us that the best movement is the movement you do today.
Absolutely. The calm you feel after a brisk walk, that's the magic that keeps you coming back.
It really is.
Okay, now let's transition into activities that engage the whole body, often leveraging water or a bit of social interaction.
This is a great next step.
Starting with activity number 4, swim for full body fitness. Okay, let's really unpack the specifics here. This is where Pidcock emphasizes an activity that is incredibly kind to your joints.
Yes, and what's so fascinating is how swimming just solves the kinetic friction problem. Yeah, due to the buoyancy of the water, it completely eliminates impact shock.
I see.
Which makes it accessible for people recovering from injuries, dealing with joint pain, or, you know, anyone just seeking that lifelong joint longevity.
So you get all of the benefits without the usual wear and tear.
Exactly. But it's not just impact-free, it's also a powerful strength workout. Water is exponentially denser than air.
So every movement is resistance.
Every single stroke you take is an act of resistance training. You're engaging your core, your upper body, your lower body, all at the same time. Pidcock highlights this dual benefit. It's cardio, strength, and flexibility, all wrapped into one harmonious, low-impact session.
I love that image Pidcock uses, you know. Picture yourself gliding in the water, stress literally slipping away.
It's fitness is relaxation, yeah. Not exhaustion.
Exactly. Okay, next up, let's talk about activity number 5. Rally with racket sports.
Oh, this is a fun one.
We're talking about options like tennis, badminton, or the currently exploding phenomenon of pickleball.
It's everywhere.
They're inherently fast-paced, highly engaging, and social.
And the key mechanism for adherence here is the unpredictable movement pattern.
Mm.
Unlike jogging or cycling, where the movement is linear and predictable, racket sports force you into these quick bursts of anaerobic activity, sprinting, lunging, pivoting.
And it requires constant moment-to-moment cognitive focus. So it's a form of mental training as well.
Absolutely. Think of it as active meditation. The need to intensely track the ball or the shuttlecock forces your frontal lobe to just quiet down.
You can't be thinking about your to-do list.
You can't dwell on your bills or your workday because you have to react now. This temporary silencing of that internal monologue provides profound mental benefits.
That's a great insight. But what about the social barrier? Racket sports sound amazing, but if I'm an introvert, the idea of finding a partner might be the biggest hurdle.
That's a crucial point, and Pidcock does address this. While it's true you need a partner, the competitive element is a powerful extrinsic motivator.
Right, you don't want to let someone down.
Exactly. You're not just letting yourself down if you skip. So the solution for, say, an introverted learner is to start with a structured beginner's clinic. The partner matching is already handled.
That's smart.
Or try something like pickleball, which has a really low barrier to entry and a very welcoming social culture.
That structure helps remove that awkward initial phase. The fun competition becomes the engine for consistency. Now, before we explore the final two activities, I just need to remind you that if you want more insights and resources just like this, you can find them by visiting www.pidcock.com. We're constantly updating our content to help you live a better, more active life.
That's a great resource.
Okay, let's unpack our final two activities, moving into convenience and functional productivity. Starting with activity number 6, try fitness videos at home.
Yes.
Let's be honest. The convenience factor here is massive.
It is the ultimate barrier remover. Pidcock highlights that the need to travel to a gym or a class is often the single biggest hurdle to starting a new routine.
Totally.
Workout videos, streaming, apps, they completely eliminate that need. You can literally roll out of bed and be working out in 60 seconds.
And the variety is just endless. You can tailor your movement to your mood that day. Do you want power, peace, high intensity, low impact?
Exactly. And the source material emphasizes that variety as a critical element for longevity. If you stick to the same workout every single day, habituation sets in and boredom follows. Home videos allow you to seamlessly switch between modalities, HIIT one day, Pilates the next, maybe some restorative yoga after that. This keeps the activity feeling new and engaging.
So it's fulfilling that play element by just introducing novelty.
Without requiring you to buy specialized equipment or join 3 different clubs.
That flexibility really addresses that need for structure without feeling overwhelmed. Okay, and finally, Here's where the idea of functional movement gets truly interesting. Activity number 7, garden, yard work, and outdoor chores.
I love this one. This is fitness seamlessly integrated into daily productivity. Pitcott brilliantly defines this as functional fitness that counts.
Right.
When you're gardening, mowing the lawn, washing the car, you are performing natural compound movements. Lifting, bending, twisting, pushing.
These are real strength and mobility exercises, just disguised as necessary tasks.
Precisely. And this is so vital for behavioral reinforcement. When you finish a workout on a treadmill, the reward is invisible, right? It's internal and delayed.
Mm.
But when you finish weeding the garden or washing your car, you have an immediate visible reward. A clean yard, a beautiful flower bed.
That visible output reinforces the habit loop so much more effectively.
It's deeply satisfying. You use your body to accomplish a tangible goal.
You see a cleaner yard and you know you got a full workout. It's a huge win.
And that leads us perfectly into the final critical sections of the Pitcott material. How to make it last. The longevity piece.
Because we can do fun things once, but making movement a sustainable habit is the entire goal of the joy of movement. So what are the key steps for making this shift permanent?
Pitcott outlines several non-negotiables. First, pick what genuinely excites you. If it feels like a chore, switch immediately.
Don't force it.
Never. Second, schedule it like an absolutely vital meeting. If it's in the calendar, it happens. Third, track your activities, not obsessively, but just enough to see your progress and celebrate those small wins.
And friends.
Bring friends for accountability, for sure. But most importantly, mix things up regularly so boredom never, ever sets in.
That mixing things up is so key to maintaining that play aspect.
Yeah.
Okay, before we wrap, Pitcott dedicates a whole section to safety, the non-negotiables.
Safety and smarter moves, yes. These tips are essential because the goal is consistency over years, not just weeks.
Right.
The list is clear. Always use proper supportive shoes for whatever you're doing. Perform a quick dynamic warm-up to prepare your muscles. Stay vigilantly hydrated.
And the big one.
And the most important rule of all, listen to your body. If you feel a sharp or intense pain, stop immediately. These foundational steps ensure your play doesn't lead to an injury that derails your whole habit.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener, right now?
The entire message distilled is that fitness should enrich your life, not burden it. It should be play. The Pitcott source explicitly asks us to challenge ourselves.
I like a challenge.
Challenge yourself to try 2 different fun workouts from this list this week. Just 2. See which one makes you smile the most and use that feeling as your new motivation.
That is truly empowering. The core takeaway from Pitcott's The Joy of Movement is so simple. Consistency flows naturally when the activity itself is fun.
That's it.
The call to action is simple. Pick an activity that makes you smile, schedule it, and genuinely feel the difference in your body and your mood immediately.
And just following up on that idea of longevity and avoiding boredom, Pitcott encourages mixing things up constantly.
Hmm.
So if the essence of play is defined by novelty and freedom, ask yourself this provocative question. What aspect of your chosen movement, the time, the path you take, the music you play, what can you intentionally change next week to keep it feeling new and surprising?
Keep chasing that novelty.
Keep the momentum.
That is a powerful thought to leave you with. Thank you for listening to the Pitcott Podcast.
Thank you.
We covered a lot of ground today, and we really encourage you to check out more resources from the author Pitcott. If you want to download those best-selling ebooks we discussed, just remind yourself to visit www.pitcott.com/books.
You won't regret it.
And if you love our deep dives, please press the like button right now. It is incredibly helpful in the recommendation algorithm so others can access this content too. Thank you so much for being there with us.
We appreciate it.
And if you haven't already, please subscribe to our channel and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. I will leave a link to www.pitcott.com in the description below.